Here are the latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Newcastle's Premier League game against West Brom is expected to go ahead on Saturday as the United squad recovers from a coronavirus outbreak. The Magpies' game at Aston Villa last Friday was postponed after a significant increase in cases, but there are enough players who have tested negative to play the game against Albion at St James's Park. The Magpies' training ground was closed for a week, but the players returned to full group training on Wednesday. Players were tested on Monday to assess how many would be available to play against West Brom and therefore whether the match could go ahead. Well, Newcastle said in a statement, those who had tested positive will follow relevant protocols before returning. Thanks for your messages of support to our players and staff. Moving on, and Newcastle are making checks on Phil Jones's situation at Manchester United as they weigh up an offer, while Leicester and West Ham are also an option for the player in 2021. Jones has around 3 more years left on his current deal with United, but has found playing time hard to come by at Old Trafford, and it's claimed Newcastle are monitoring his situation and have been assessing a potential swoop to secure his services. Finally, according to reports, Newcastle are hoping to sell Ashraf Lazar in January, and he cannot wait to leave St James's Park. The fullback's contract with the Magpies expires at the end of the season, and it's highly unlikely he'll be offered fresh terms after 4.5 unsuccessful years. The Morocco international missed out on a place in Steve Bruce's 25-man league squad and has been frozen out by the ex-Sunderland boss on Tyneside. Since arriving from Palermo for £2 million, the 28-year-old has spent time on loan with Benevento, Sheffield Wednesday and Cosenza. However, none of these clubs decided to sign him permanently. Lazar has made just 3 appearances in the Premier League 2 this season, as Jamal Lewis, Paul Dummett and Matt Ritchie occupy the left-back pecking order in the first team. That's all for now. We'll have more later.